evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night show. And I'll tell you what, it's 3-1-2024, March 1, 2024. And oh man, we're in the just a ducky bucky wucky business, let me tell you. I think I better just read this. This is Luke 21. A nation shall rise against nation. This is your verse 10. All right. And kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines. Let's underline that. And pestilences. Let's underline that. And fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Okay. I think we might see some alien birds and fallen angel type birds up there. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and in the prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolk and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, know that the dissolution thereof is nigh. And let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of the land depart out, and not midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Now that's pretty big stuff, okay? Check Daniel on that. 9, Daniel 26-27. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in these days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon the people. Ladies and gentlemen, I think this thing is just going to go wild weasel. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, in power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, when you start to see Jesus come in the cloud, then this thing is, you know, pretty well close to the deal. You see what I'm saying? And let's talk about the story with the loony balloons. More to the loonies. We talked about the Looney's likely starting a fire. The ones up over Nevada in that area, they were up over Nevada, New Mexico, up high in the over 60,000 feet, which makes them in outer space. And then also, regardless of who built the balloons initially or designed them, which was DARPA initially built them, and then some were built in London as well with the big platforms. These are not weather balloons. These are balloons that have a 30-foot platform that's got every conceivable camera, microphone, instruments, sensing device, all kind of stuff to pick up all military communications, all radio traffic, all pictures of U.S. bases and different things. And so here we got a story now, just broke recently, off the coast of Alaska, a fishing vessel up there, off the coast of Alaska has picked up the wreckage of a Looney balloon, okay, that's off the coast of Alaska, and they saw it apparently initially with telephoto lens, but they picked up this Looney, and it's got the big platform from all we understand. And that then would be probably either being done by the Red Chinese or the Russians. It could be done by the Russians. And apparently the Federal Boys Institute is going to meet them when they come back into port with the wreckage. And then they'll take it to Quantico to study. Well, why can't they study it immediately in... Alaska? Do we not have some Air Force bases and military bases and naval bases in Alaska and research that they could then look at it there and determine what it is? Or do they have to take it back to Quantico to hide the fact that, quite frankly, somebody may have taken it up? But old Red China Joe says it's all climate change, the fires in Texas. Over 1 million acres now, over 1 million acres has been burned. People have died, several people have died, and you got all kind of small firefighters, you know, rural firefighters and volunteers fighting this thing left and right wherever they can. But I'll tell you what, this thing is going wild weasel in the panhandle of Texas. A lot of square miles, you know, 1 million acres or more, you see. Now, Russia certainly would be interested in what's going on, because we understand from various sources that the war is getting ready to go, NATO versus Russia. And then Russia saying, hey, look, we'll use nukes. You want to play the game? We're nuclear power. And then I'm telling you, the Red Chinese, the Russians are in league together, as well as the Iranians. And then you recall we discussed how the Iranians developed some EW electronic warfare stuff that was really good. Then the Russians came in and provided extra money and got involved and took a lot of that over. But then that's been passed around to the Red Chinese and all of it, and then they have good stuff anyway. I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen, Obama and different people shut down a lot of the research and development of the United States, or switched it to where the pentagram, oh yes, thank you to my Allegheny friend, yes, Dugway Proving Ground at 60,000 feet, you got the Looney. Now, isn't that interesting? Dugway Proving Ground is where you have all kind of different, that's area XYZ, it's not only do you have deep underground, but you also have all the chemical and bio-warfare stuff up there that is utilized and is a testing ground on the proving ground in Dugway. So consequently, at 60,000 20 feet, you got a loony balloon. And that's Dugway is in Utah. Yes, definitely believe that. But if that is a loony balloon and it's at 60,000 feet, that means it's in outer space, not in U.S. space, technically. And consequently, it also has the ability to see 600 miles down or in a circle around. And if they're over Dugway, then that means they could use a directed energy weapon to pop Dugway and release some kind of chemical warfare or some kind of other bio or chemical agent. Dugway is that has allegedly has U.S. spacecraft and things and research, you know, availabilities there in Dugway in the deep underground to make it like Area 51, but only it's Area 47 or 43, or I forget the name of what they call it, 33. So, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. So we hit the secret sort of base in Springfield, Ohio with tornadoes. But then that story is removed, and then they just talk about it being on a road that's near there, but you can't get into that base because from World War II, that is a base that was deep underground and back then. And then it's solely allegedly a National Guard or Air National Guard or Air Reserve base. But then in the midst of all of that, then we find out that Wright Patt gets hit and also the research facility at Wright Patt. But then that story disappears from the media. And then it's just the museum and the old planes, you know, when you're up there on the old tattoo. Ah, yeah, in the summertime. So I'm telling you, this could be red Chinese, could be Russians, and they're looking and vacuuming up everything. And they're also trying to nail capabilities that would be capabilities that involve U.S. spacecraft or U.S. built or reverse engineered UFOs, etc. And we've seen different items that come out of Wright Pity Pat. And allegedly, that's where the Roswell stuff was taken. And alien bodies and the whole nine yards. And the underground base there at Pity Pat is so elaborate and huge that you have entire, shall we say, almost like a hotel underneath the ground and all kind of facilities. And you can fly in your plane, in your cargo plane, and fly underground. And over the years, we've given you different stories out of there where all the diplomats, when they were dealing with the problems going on in Soviet Georgia and that area, type areas, what used to be Soviet Georgia. They brought in all the diplomats to try to solve the problem with the Russians and the different people. Yugoslavia, in a sense, you know, that area of the world, and they brought them all over there, and they just flew them in, and they had them all in rooms. And we've also given a story about how the female commanding officer of the base then brought the Red Chinese in and gave them a little cup of tea, and they had dinner down below. And then there was also the story about how the Russians came in there and landed, and they had a Hind helicopter that was up and about. You remember that story when old Hawk told you about that? And then that then went in the helicopter. It wasn't a Hind, it was a Kiowa, excuse me, Kiowa helicopter. That then went to the little base. It's not the little base, but it's the Nationwide Broadcasting. It's the Worldwide Broadcasting Service that was sitting right there with all kind of antenna underneath the ground, and then also in buildings up there in a small little blockhouse building. But it was then there was a Nebraska sounding voice or Western Kansas sounding non-accented voice that was then apparently on that helicopter that took over command of that stuff for a while back then. It was kind of interesting. So there's all kind of treachery going on in your own pentagram and your own DARPAs and your own stuff. And apparently there's a 4-page plan that Canadian Prepper is talking about leaked that shows NATO versus Russia. They're going to go to war. They're actually going to go to war. And he says Canada's even going to send non-combat troops. All right. And also, what are non-combat troops? They're not non-combat, that's for sure. And they're going to send them to the Ukraine. Well, there's already troops over there. I mean, I know people that were training snipers and stuff in Poland and all kind of things like that, and they were sending them. The C-Ha, hey, and all the boys have been in the Ukraine from the get-go. And even much earlier after the Soviet Union, when the Ukrainians were selling off all the nuclear weapons and all the Kalashnikovs and ammo and tanks and this and that and the other after the breakup of the Soviet Union. They even made a movie about it starring Nicolas Cage. Remember that? Where he plays the arms dealer whose uncle or something is like a Ukrainian general. I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is going wild weasel. It's rolling, rolling, rolling. Now, interestingly enough, I think stocks were down for a while, but then I think they came back at the end, it was big numbers up. But then gold, when I came on the air, $2,024.98, up $39.95 today. Gold, $2,084.98, up $39.85. Silver, $23.21. And that's up 46 cents today. So over $23 now in silver. Platinum, $896.53 apparently, and then that's up $10.14 today. Well, that shows major moves in these metals. I didn't look at palladium, but it'll be similar. The palladium would be a similar situation. So anyway, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is about ready to go wild weasel. But then, why does the not the U.S. military analyze the wreckage of the loony balloon? Why not? Why does the FBI have to take it back to Quantico? Because they got to protect it and prevent anybody from looking at it. I allege that that's a strong possibility because they're protecting Red China Joe from, don't you know, who the Red Chinese allegedly put $1.8 billion in the hands of Hunter and also Hound Dog Carey's son. But Hound Dog Carey's son got out of that business pretty quickly after that. But that was after Red China Joe took Hunter along with him on the big plane to Regina. But it doesn't make any difference because they already met Gavin Newsom, old Xi Jinping, and he's got him in the bag on him, allegedly. And I tell you, I see Trump still leading the way, but I tell you, the Illinois thing, I heard out of Illinois yesterday that they are going to really try to nail his delegate count, and that's what they're trying to do to get rid of all of that. And they went ahead and did it. Cook County judge, a woman, went ahead and tried to take him off the ballot, but apparently in certain areas, he's still going to be on the ballot. And they're talking about not only the November ballot, they're talking about in the primary ballot upcoming. This thing is, we're in third world nation land, ladies and gentlemen. And if you've seen the targets and things that Putin is talking about, let me see if I've got that. I think I had that story pulled up. Should be right about here if I can get to it. Oh, man, sometimes these computers are not what they intend them to be. Let's see where we got it here. Vladimir Putin's 14 U.S. targets he would likely aim for in a nuclear war with the West. Now, that's according to story by Charlie Bradley and Callum Hoare, and that's for the Irish Star. And here is Russian President Vladimir Putin warned that the West is risking a nuclear war if it sends troops to Ukraine. In his State of the Union address, he claimed that NATO and the U.S. are preparing to strike Russian territory. He said they must realize that we are also have weapons that can hit targets on their territory. Yes, they can. And all this really threatens a conflict with the use of nuclear weapons and the destruction of civilization. Don't they get that? And then Putin previously had threatened the nuclear war with the West as terrorists continue over the war in Ukraine, and Putin has announced that his new RS-28 Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missile, known as the Satan II, is really ready for use in the Russian military. Now, of course, in the U.S. military, they dispute it's probably not ready for, he didn't test it over the South Pole. Well, I don't know. I would not doubt whether their Russians have got it ready. But here's the deal. The missile measures 116 feet, weighs 220 tons, reportedly has a range of 6,200 to 11,180 miles. And the map shows that 14 locations in the U.S. that Russia would likely target in the event of a nuclear war. Now, here's what they're saying, likely target. The Pentagram, the Pentagon headquarters in itself, Arlington. Well, there you go with the D.C. It gets popped as well, doesn't it? And let's see what else we got going here. Naval Station Norfolk, world's largest Navy base, Norfolk, Virginia. Around 100,000 air operations happening every year, which is nearly 300 air operations a day. Comfort Suites, Kings Bay Naval Base Area. Another important spot, it's the home of the United States Navy, and it's in Camden County, Georgia. Barksdale Air Force Base, Bossier Parish, Louisiana. This is where the second bomb wing is located. Barksdale is also where, back during the Dart Dove Hunter days, when some purloined nuclear weapons were put on the tarmac out at Barksdale to be taken to the Middle East. And they were going to use them against a U.S. ship, allegedly. Allegedly, and then blame it on the Iranians way back when. About 2005, somewhere in that area, 2006. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's another place, Barksdale. Whiteman Air Force Base near Knob Noster, Missouri. That's east of Kansas City, out in the country. And that's where the B-2 Spirit Bomber is, has a major base right there. Then the U.S. Strategic Command, another key likely place. Then you got BLF Array, Lui Lui in Hawaii. Lui Lui. Oh, no, it's not the way it sounds. But it's a VFL array, Lui Lui, in a facility in Lui Lui, Hawaii. And this is where all the military orders are sent to submarines underwater. Another suspected area they would hit. Kirtland Air Force Base is where the Air Force Material Command's Nuclear Weapons Center is, Albuquerque. Now, these are speculating where Putin would hit, but I'm going to tell you what, I believe they're already hitting certain things, and I believe the right pat is one of them. All right? 21st Force Support Squadron of the U.S. Space Force based on the Peterson Air Force Base, Colorado. Yeah, very interesting on that. Warren Air Force Base, Cheyenne, Wyoming, one of three strategic missile bases. Minot, North Dakota, where the 5th Bomb Wing is based. The force is used to maintain and operate B-52H bombers. And they also have a lot of nuky-dukes up there, and there's missiles there as well. All right. Hill Air Force Base, Air Force Material Command, based in Davis County, Utah, house a variety of missiles, aircraft, and military technology. Well, certainly any loony balloon is up over that right now. Malmstrom Air Force Base, Cascade County, Montana, home of the 341st Missile Wing and Intercontinental Missile Unit. Okay, so now that's this side of the Irish deal here. Naval Station Jim Creek. And let's see, Jim Creek is responsible for one-way communications to submarines based near Oso, Washington State. And while the Kremlin has only ever made vague threats at nuclear war, Russian state TV once listed potential targets in the U.S., host Dmitry Kiselyov listed some of these targets in 2019, while also adding two bases that have been closed. Fort Ritchie, a military training center in Maryland, closed in 98. Fort McClellan, a U.S. Air Force base, closed in 2001. Although McClellan still has activity in the deep underground. Also said Camp David, a country retreat for the president in Frederick County, Maryland, is a target. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warned Putin last year that nuclear war can never be won. Russia must know that a nuclear war can never be won and must never be fought. I believe the answer of the Russians to that was, then we will fight the war that nobody can win. Okay? Consequently, I think we're looking and seeing at the preparation for that stuff. And when you've got the balloons that originally were invented by DARPA, by the way, with those platforms, and then we're filtered over to Google, allegedly, which then was being launched by the Red Chinese. Some being made in the U.S., some being made in London. Consequently, consequently, ladies and gentlemen, who's on whose side? And that was during back in the time of the Dragon Lady, when they probably invented that balloon for the Nosuch, but they also, the Dragon Lady was a Chinese woman who was the head of DARPA. I gave the example last night, if you go back in the times of after World War II, is that a lot of the Army research was being done. And there's a book detailing Puharik and different people that are were back then that were involved in the cutting edge of all research and UFOs and aliens and fallen angels and that kind of stuff. But at the same time, in the USA, who was in the U.S. Army, but in the same time, you have one of the top scientists that was in the U.S. Army was a Chinese person who then left and deserted or took off and became Mao Zedong's number one science advisor. I don't have the book right here. I would quote you the name, but I just don't have it at this moment to tell you. But it was a book about Puharik and different people in the U.S. military and then the U.S. Speech being made, you know, different times. He involved bringing in all the people in the research. And they were looking at fallen angels and recordings of same and different stuff like that and UFOs. And it was the top end research of the U.S. government. And then the Rockefellers and different people and different family members were involved with that, financing all of that stuff. And he had a big facility on the East Coast. Big mansion. And they used to be in there and do all their stuff. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'll look that up next time and see if I can give you the name of that. But I will say this to you. It looks like that the loony balloons are definitely up. ...60,000 feet or better over the Dugway Proving Grounds, and then also another one in over Nevada, I guess, and they were up yesterday. And then, you know, we just said, what is it, Hill Air Force Base and Dugway? They could use a directed energy weapon and cause Dugway to burn or basically release chemical weapons out of Dugway. And pop goes the weasel. And let them go wild weasel on, you know, Utah or on the Salt Lake or different places. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. This is something for you to question. And then what it does tell you is, as Jesus told you in Matthew 25, the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, you better have lamp oil, and via that, you better have lamps and wicks and extra globes, and you better have the food. And incidentally, the lists are pretty doggone good. I've told you about, you could get the list free. You can get Holly Deo's book, Dare to Prepare, all right? Or the Hoag's book has a lot of the information in it. No Such Thing as Doomsday by H-O-A-G. If that's still available, that's a good book because it has all the radiation information in it. It's all the radiation information in it. And Putin plans to flood the West with migrants. Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, they're being flooded, and Red China Joe is doing the flooding. If you just, Republicans would just give him the money and all the stuff, they could just make sure that there doesn't get, there's only 4,999 per day, not 5,000. I'm going to tell you what, there's easily another 40, 50 million people in the United States that are gotaways or illegals that don't exist, because the snakeheads bring them in containers from China and other places as well. It's coming across the borders. You got red Chinese coming across from the Canadian border into Maine. I tell you what, all the Maine maniacs need to go hunt and see what's going on up there. And if they see a telltale eye shine at night, it might be Bigfoot. So you might want to look at it. But that's just your decision and your business. I'm just telling you, you may want to go check the woods and vacation land. See? Ah, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a scenario where our own government would like to declare martial law and put us under the gun, take our guns. And remember, Dimitri Duneman said that in the time when some U.S. citizen would begin to fight the government, in other words, because of a civil war that the communists started. Couldn't figure it out in the late 80s. I couldn't figure exactly what that meant. But now we understand that the United States has become basically a communist government to a great degree. Red China Joe and the boys are owned by the, you know, by them, don't you know? So we got another one west of Salt Lake. Looney at about 60,000 feet. Okay. Some of them were over Nevada, but now we're in the Utah. But so there you are. Thanks to the Allegheny bear hunters. God bless you all out there. And it's about time for them old bears will be starting to wake up. So you better get the beagle on them quick. Find out where they're at. Make sure you keep them off your back porch. God bless you for all you do out there and the information you provide and everything. Appreciate it. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, they'll be coming on down from Canada as well as coming up from Mexico. But the red Chinese are coming in east of San Diego, although there is a little the caveman tells me that New Hampshire, that the red Chinese are crossing into New Hampshire as well, not just in Maine. Well, that makes all the sense in the world. It's just the Canadian border. But I hadn't heard about the New Hampshire, Northern New Hampshire, Vermont, upstate New York, too. Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. Okay, man. Thank you, sir. Thank you. So we got the Looney Balloons up in Utah over Dugway, and then another one near Salt Lake or what have you. Food, water purification, firearms, warm clothing. I'm going to tell you what, you're going to need some extra underwear and socks, and you can get the merino wool socks, and they're the nice thinner wool. Ah, fresh bear tracks today, my friend in the Allegheny says. Yep, they're starting to wake up. They're getting hungry, 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 hungry. They didn't get to sleep as long as they liked. Besides that, they know, the animals know when stuff is about ready to go down and happen. So we were talking about food. Talking about Dare to Prepare, and then Holiday's book, but you can also go to storing food at Holly's area up on standeo.com, or you can go, I guess, to daretoprepare.com. Daretoprepare, all one word, .com. And then you can look at storing food and water and whatever. And it lists, there's certain Mormon food guides that are for men and or for females. And then I've given you some of this stuff here. Wheat. This would be an annual amount, 189 pounds for above age 12 for males. For females, 151 pounds. Okay. Ah, my old Utah buddy, Crazy Horse, says they'd steer that balloon a little bit closer to him. He might see how the old buffalo gun might work again. Very interesting. White enriched flour, 17 pounds. I'm giving the men's deal for over age 12 per year. Cornmeal, 42 pounds. Oats rolled, 42 pounds. Rice, white enriched, 60 or 84 pounds each year. Pearled barley, 4 pounds. Spaghetti and macaroni, 42 pounds worth. Total for the grains group, about 420 pounds of grains that is recommended for males over the age of 12. Okay. Beans, dry beans, lima beans, soybeans, split peas, lentils, etc. 25 pounds of dry beans, lima beans, get them a pound. Soybeans, dry, 1 pound. Split peas, dry, 1 pound. Lentils, dry. I'm just reading off totals here. Just give you some idea of what you could store. And this said Holiday's area. Daretoprepare.com. Or standeo.com, you go to Holly's area. Lentils, dry soup mix, etc. 34 pounds. Vegetable oil, shortening, 2 gallons of vegetable oil per person per year. Shortening, 4 pounds per person per year. Mayonnaise, salad dressing, mayonnaise type, okay, 1 quart per person. Peanut butter, 4 pounds, total for fats and oils group, 26 pounds per person per year. Milk group, sugar white granulated, sugar brown, okay, 16 pounds, 40 pounds of white granulated sugar. Brown sugar, 3 pounds. Molasses, 1 pound, honey. 3 pounds. You could alternate and add a little more honey on this too, I think. And interestingly enough, on the honey, you should always try to get the honey that's from your area because it has the pollen and stuff in it that's from your area. Corn syrup, 3 pounds of corn syrup. Jams and preserves, 3 pounds per person per year. Fruit drink powdered, 6 pounds. Flavored gelatin. And good old gelatin is excellent for you. 1 pound. So they got 60 pounds for the sugars group. Okay. And that's per person per year. Anyway, that's, you can look at food and you can go salt and all the different stuff, vinegar, baking powder, soda, dry yeast. For instance, iodized salt, you may want 8 pounds per year per person. And I'll tell you what, you can go to Costco or go to Sam's Club or wherever you're going to go. And there's 40 additional foods that can be related to have a shelf life of 1 to 5 years. The 40 plus 4 yields a healthy diet. of over 100 dishes that can be used for varied meals. Among the additional items that nuclear war survival, Dickey's passport to survival, Carney's nuclear war survival skills, and Dickey's passport to survival. You have techniques for sprouting and gluten making and growing wheatgrass. Okay, now see these deals here. Dickey recommends peanut butter, tomato juice, canned and dried vegetables, dried legumes, that's beans, molasses, yeast, dried fruit, vegetable oil, evaporated milk, grains, and multivitamins. Okay. The Crescent Carney diet is basically the Mormon 4 plus cooking oil of about 23 pounds and beans around 13 pounds. Provides essential oils and much better amino acid balances, but lacks variety. Anyway, Crescent Carney's nuclear war survival skills, you can see it and download it for free. Okay. Crescent, C-R-E-S-S-O-N-N-H, Carney's nuclear war survival schools. You can find a PDF of that. Download it, print it off. Print it off. So anyway, there is some of the food items from Holly Deos. Yeah, old Crazy Horse, I believe you might be able to hit it, but you'd be a good shot at 60,000 feet, but you can give it a try. Give it a try, my brother. God bless you out there. Looks like you may be getting snow, too, if the California snows come over and dump some snow to make sure you guys have got some water in the lakes as well in Utah. Let's see what we got here. First aid. Basic first aid book, plain language. ACE bandages, 4-inch, 2 each. I'm just giving you some ideas here. First aid long-term storage. Dare to Prepare, 6th edition. Holly Deos, that updates these tremendously. But cold and heat packs. Band-aids, assorted sizes, triangular bandages, 3 each. Bandages for burns, second skin, okay. Gauze bandages of different sizes. Dental floss, cotton swabs, Epsom salts, eyedroppers. First aid tape, 1/2 inch at 10 yards, 1 inch at 5 yards. Lightweight rubber for medical and hygiene purpose gloves, insect repellent, isopropyl alcohol. We all know about the respiratory surgical masks, the N95s, and then also if you've got a military grade, brand new gas mask, not the ancient used ones or something from surplus, but an M as in military 95 masks. Moistened towelettes, nail clipper, razor blades, single edge, safety pins, SAM splints, surgical pointed scissors. I saw a sportsman guy that had a real good surgical kit in it. All right. Analgesic creams. You need, I think, fish antibiotics where there is no doctor, you know, that book. And incidentally, some of the sources for like amoxicillin, 500 milligram, and other things, cephalexin stuff is disappearing from where it used to be gotten. You're just going to have to do a search term and look to make sure that it is there, but there's different ones where you can get 500 milligram of amoxicillin or 500 milligram of cephalexin or what used to be called a brand name in the old days, Keyflex, but cephalexin, different ones, And I'm going to tell you, it's disappearing, and the FDA is not renewing some of the people's license. So you got to get what you can get. All the antihistamines, the antiseptics, the antitoxin like DMSO, and any kind of burns, stuff for burns, antidiarrheal medicine like Imodium, Diarisode, Lomatil, Pepto, whatever you might want to get, antihistamine, Benadryl, Claridine, Tyne, antiseptic ointment, Neosporin, etc. I mean, all these things are like items you need to get your list and start to work your list. And yes, it's expensive, but I'm going to tell you, this is the kind of stuff that you need, and you need it written down so you can get an idea of what you got and don't have. Some of it you may already have. Nasal decongestant, like Xynex, different things. Nausea and motion sickness. Quells, Dramamine, different items. Non-aspirin pain relievers. Constipation, Exlac, Dulcolax, Duralax, cold flu tablets, NyQuil. I guess they got to call them Z-Quil now because they're taking some kind of one of the drugs out of there. You know, I mean, it's just really strange. Hemorrhoid relief, preparation A, H. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, these are the kind of things you're going to need. And then there's also, as well as that, general supplies that are also, yeah, you're going to need a lot of Dr. Pepper there, crazy horse. You better set aside at least 100 cases, because you feed some to the horses as well, maybe, you know. 36 candles, 200 each fire starters. First aid kit, see the list, fuel refills, types, propane, sterno, diesel, gasoline, 2 each fishing kits, foam mattress pads for under sleeping bags, 4 cans insect repellent, 1 each large kettle with a lid, lobster pot size for boiling water, light sticks, 12-hour light sticks, get 18 each, butane lighter, 4 each, 4 bottles liquid detergent like Dawn or something like that. Mosquito netting, plastic sheeting or tarps, propane wicks or socks, propane tank, propane lanterns and extension poles, portable clothesline of pegs or clothes pins, very important. Sleeping bag, bread roll swag or wool blankets, snake bite kit, space blankets. Minimum 4 each, or how many ever people you got, get a couple for each person. I'm going to tell you. They also block your 90% of body heat, and they're very light. 2-person tents, trash bags, all of these. Dare to Prepare book, or you can go up to Holly's area on standeo.com. Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, we're about ready to get clipped. You need to prepare in earnest, and you need to prepare yourself in earnest, okay? Because I will tell you what, the first preparation is to establish a relationship with Lord Jesus, a direct relationship. And I know some have said recently that, oh, that's not important to have that relationship. I believe it was the old guy who's got him a serpent serpent theater back behind the Vatican, the Pope, where he has the different ones. But they're talking about the direct relationship not as important as just going to church. Well, it's the relationship of Lord Jesus that you need to get with it. I'm going to tell you what, regardless of what stripe you are, or what kind of religious affiliation you are, there's a reason that it is Christian, because it's Christ. But Christ's name was Jesus, okay? You go to John 14:10. You want him to manifest himself to you? Read John 14:10. Jesus tells you what you need to do, and he'll manifest himself to you. You'll see him based on what you do. And anything that you ask in his name, and his name is Jesus, he will try to do. So the Father is glorified in the Son. But he also gives you a marvelous gift. Go read John 14:10 tonight and read it to your children as well. I don't know when this thing is going to pop, but something's going to pop. And all these balloons and Looney Tunes, all of this is up. And if you're over Dugway, and you're up over 60,000 feet in two spots in Utah, and consequently, you're in a situation where you're in outer space. And so you could be a Chinese or a Russian and not be considered to be over the United States, in a sense, okay? Because you're in outer space. Now, I'm also hearing that in the Red Sea, that the Red Chinese bought up so many of the port facilities in a lot of those countries over in that area. And in the Indian Ocean as well, and the different things, and off Africa there, and off Djibouti, they bought up all these port facilities or run them, just like they run the Panamanian port facility in the canal zone. It's like they run a lot of the U.S. port facilities. So consequently, we're hearing that all this attacks and stuff in the Red Sea, well, the Houthis and the Iranians are not hitting the Chinese vessels, and then the Chinese vessels and different stuff are making fortunes out of this Red Sea incidents. So when that same alleged groups probably own Red China Joe, then you had better beware and you'd better prepare. Don't go into the Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for our Father in Heaven. Stand for your family, your home, your business, your ranch. Bendigo Rangers, I know you're ready to go, but mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology and with your relationship to Lord Jesus, strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. You can do it tonight. You know who they might be. And against the enemies of the true constitutional Bill of Rights Americans. Mickey LaPoa. One of the best by test, buddy. Squeeze that trigger on the 338. Don't shirk it. Road and track and little L. The Lord Jesus loves you, and I know you love him. Tell your mom and dad hello. Tell your daddy to take you out and get some time in.